Good morning. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. You're listening to the morning interview right now, and joining me in the studio is Roger Schmidt. He's the executive director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and he's here to talk about the holiday brass concert. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
So you were just talking about this concert. It's in its 11th year, and you kind of referred to it as a coming together, a family coming together, a reunion. What does it mean to you to be putting on this show for 11 years now?
Yeah, well, we were just sort of talking about, like, we were talking about how when we come here, you know, we have very few rehearsals. So people come in tonight, we'll rehearse tomorrow, the next day, and then the concert on Saturday. And I was thinking, well, first of all, as professional musicians, that's very typical, that amount of rehearsal, because it's really expensive to have a group come together and rehearse. So professional musicians are expected to, you know, come in, know their part, polish their part, get the ensemble tight, and then perform. But then I admitted that it's not like we haven't met each other, and we've been playing together. A lot of people in the group, the majority of the group has played together probably for, you know, I'd say 8 years now. And then some of the people, I go back to when I was in junior high playing together. So Wade Demard and I have been, I think I started playing with him when I was maybe 12 or something like that. We've been playing in groups. We've been playing duets. I mean, we've played hours and years of duets. We've played in brass quartets, trombone quartets, brass quintets, orchestras, opera orchestras, musical pits, mm-hmm. big bands, you name it. And then Paul Cox and I grew up together. He's a percussionist that was joining us. In fact, I remember years ago, Wade and Paul and I all got, we were playing free jazz in the middle school music room, and someone had heard us through all the walls. We were playing really loud, apparently, and the police came to do a checkup on us. So back then, you know, even then, we were like totally into music in every sort of way, and that's what we did for fun. It's still what I do for fun. And then Ed Littlefield, he and I have been playing together for 20 years. He went on one of the first brass tours around the state of Alaska with me when I was, you know, a lot younger doing that.
And you said that this year, not just these individuals that you've been playing with for so long, but new people too. I mean, it's more musicians than ever this year.
Yeah,
right?
I think we've got, let's see, 5 trumpet players. We have 2 horn players. That's a big deal for me. We've always had 1 horn player, but this year we went for 2 horn players. So that's going to add a lot of great new sounds to the group. And then 4 trombones, tuba player, 2 percussionists, a keyboard. She'll be playing both piano and organ. And then we have 3 singers. Rhiannon Gavon, who lives in Sitka, is a great mm-hmm. professional singer. And then Karen Neal, she has been coming up and teaching at the camp for years. She and her husband Brian Neal, who's also playing trumpet in the group. And then speaking of the family, so my family's deeply involved. Mm-hmm. Everybody's involved in one way or another, either back, you know, behind the scenes or actually on stage. And Mina, my younger daughter, is one of the singers as well. She's been singing as a soloist for a few years with the group. And then my other daughter does some narrating during the show as well. And, yeah, so it's definitely in the family.
Wow. And the piece that we just heard starting the interview, Joy to the World, performed by the Bay Brass, some performers from that group as well this
year?
Yeah,
over the years, so we've had a lot of members of that group come up and play with us. We've played that piece on our concert a bunch of times. One of our new members this year that's joining us is trombonist Mark Lawrence. I've been actually practicing extra hard for months because of Mark. Mark is considered, you know, one of the very top trombone players in the world, and he has a reputation of he just retired from the San Francisco Symphony after a career there for 30 years.
Wow.
He was member with the world famous Brass Quintet, Empire Brass, Summit Brass. He has 3-4 solo albums out. He's in demand. He teaches, you know, he's just if you're a serious trombone player in America today or anywhere in the world, getting a chance to study with Mark Lawrence is considered part of the what you need to do to get a job.
And the pieces that you're going to play? Do you play standards every year? Are there new pieces this year? What can people expect?
Yeah, so this year is kind of like the greatest hits of the last 10 years. We are, for the first, I think, like 8 years, we never played the same piece ever again because I was determined to, like, you know, there's, like, you know, there's so much music out there in the world, I want to do it all. Mm-hmm. I think as I'm getting older, I'm getting a little more nostalgic. And so I'm playing, you know, over the last 10 years where I picked pieces that have been some of my favorite pieces over the years. There are some new pieces. There's some old pieces. There's some real doozies that I'm throwing out. We're going to do, we did this a few years ago, but we did Vivaldi's, a transcription arrangement of Vivaldi's Winter for brass. Mm-hmm. That was a, you know, virtuosic violin piece, violin concerto. And so putting it into the trumpet parts and the horn parts, we're going to be moving really fast and ideally nimbly if all goes well. And that's, I would say, kind of at the very edge of sort of, you know, what a brass group can do at you know, in terms of technique. We're playing one of the pieces that, for, you know, the first bunch of years we did the concert, we always closed our shows with, mm-hmm. and everybody, you know, it was like the most popular song we did. It was like, you gonna do the Mambo again? And it got so popular, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna do it anymore. So we haven't played it, I think, for like 6 years, and we're bringing that back to close again. And so that's a piece that is not really about Christmas, but it's certainly to me about the holidays and the idea of the holidays being, you know, joyous, really fun, and really ushering in the new year, you know, like, you know, let's start, you know, what'll be 2019 with a bang. And so this does that.
So you have high energy pieces, you have complex pieces, and you also mentioned when we were talking earlier, a piece by a composer from Estonia.
Yeah, that's Arvo Pärt. And Arvo Pärt is the most played modern composer, living composer in our time. And he is a very religious person, from what I understand, and his music is incredibly meditative. And it's we're going to play his De Pacem, which is just is played all over the world as a, I guess, an anthem for peace would be a good way to put it. He wrote it after the Madrid train bombings, that terrible terrorist attack that really, you know, was Europe's, I think, you know, when they were first really, you know, it was sort of their 9/11, where, wow, you know, how vulnerable we are. And then he wrote this piece right after in response. And it's really simple. It's not a, you know, we're playing half notes and whole notes. And it's very, very little movement. But it's if it's played right, it's very profound. And so that's a piece I'm excited to play. I'm a little bit nervous about having really come. I hope that we can do justice to it so people will feel its resonance, its power, mm-hmm. and its profundity. And I think, you know, for me, it's really, you know, it means a lot to me, the piece.
And to convey that level of intensity and emotion, you need to be able to work together and communicate on a variety of levels, and the performers are just getting in tonight. So what's that process like to get prepared to perform?
Yeah, so everybody gets the music ahead of time. You know, the expectation is people will come with their parts learned. And, you know, this is a great group of players. They're some of America's very, you know, very best brass players. So, you know, for them, you know, most of the music isn't, you know, it's something they can do. Mm-hmm. You know, our job when we get together is to really listen to one another. Not like we talk through our instruments, so not like, you know, Daryl's going to just start talking for mm-hmm. a while. There's actually, you know, we talk a lot in the rehearsals, but it's more like banter. But the real listening happens when we begin playing our instruments, listening to how a trumpet player might choose to play a phrase, and make sure that, you know, as a trombone player, that we're supporting that phrase the right way, that we see where the peak of that phrase is. We mm-hmm. see how that person's going to release, maybe the color that they choose to shape their tone with. That's, you know, that's where groups really get great, is how well they listen and I think get inspired by each other, and if it goes well, I think there's an element of love in there that I think is fair to say, you know, where you're really, you know, you're trying really to support each other to create something together that transcends the individual parts and makes something, you know, it's that cliche, but it's so true in music, makes something much greater than its individual parts. And if we do it right, and I feel like if we feel something, then our audience will feel something, and then suddenly we're in this communal experience with, you know, 600 people all being transported to another emotional place.
So if you want to be transported,
yeah,
the Holiday Brass Concert, 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
And where can people get tickets?
Yeah, tickets are easy. Get them at Old Harbor Books, or you can also call our office, 747-3085. Or if you want to be real convenient, you can go to our website, fineartscamp.org, click on the shows tab and get them online as well. Or get them at the door as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Or, well, we're running out of time. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
You know, I think the only thing I'd say is, like, we just talked about sort of profound meditative music, but it's just a concert for everybody. You know, we're playing, fun Christmas tunes, like, for the kids will love, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We're playing, you know, Vivaldi and Bach, and we're playing just this gamut of music that really makes, we're playing, you know, salsa music too, and so it's a gamut of sound and music, and it's spectacular. There's nothing boring about it. I think people love it, and I hope that new people who haven't gone will go this year and see what it's about.
All right, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Roger Schmidt. The Holiday Brass Concert is this Saturday at 7 p.m.